WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, has a tribute to conductor Klaus Tennstedt, who due to illness recently stepped down from his post as principal conductor and music director of the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Tennstedt was born 51 years ago in Germany, and during his career has conducted major orchestras in East and West Germany, Sweden, and the United States. Lloyd says Tennstedt has always been able to draw vibrant, intense performances from his players.
Klaus Tennstedt, the East German conductor who established himself in the West as one of the last major musicians in a disappearing European tradition, is very ill. He has resigned his directorship of the London Philharmonic, the orchestra with whom he recorded his complete Mahler cycle, and he's had to cancel his American tour. If he has, in effect, truly retired, he'll be deeply missed not only by his extremely devoted following, affectionately called the Klausketeers, but by anyone who loves the mainstream of Austro-German symphonic music, especially Mahler. It seems that great performances of the so-called standard repertory are getting rarer and rarer. But you could count on Tennstedt, especially his live performances, which had a kind of manic power. His gangly figure, his arms hovering and flapping like a giant flamingo, were an extraordinary, almost comical sight. But he could galvanize the most jaded of orchestras. His recordings somehow don't always capture the concert hall experience. They're too much of the studio. Often the playing is limp or even sloppy. But the last of his Mahler recordings may be his best. It's the impossible Eighth Symphony, the Symphony of a Thousand, Mahler's most rhetorically inflated and least melodically inspired major symphonic work. Few good performances, let alone good recordings, are known to exist. In joining an elaborate choral setting of the Catholic hymn Veni Creator Spiritus, the first part of the symphony, with the final transfiguration scene of Part II of Goethe's Faust, the symphony's second part, Mahler had hoped to make this his largest statement about the union between creativity and love. But what emerges is an overstated, abstract yet rather corny theology, with an occasional passage of quiet beauty to temper the relentlessly worked-up ecstasy.
Thank you.
Tennstedt succeeds in injecting the Mahler Eighth, Mahler's most impersonal symphony, with his own personal urgency and warmth. It begins ferociously but not melodramatically, and never lets up, which I think is what gives those extended passages of uneasy repose such moving and haunting conviction. Typically, the slew of vocal soloists doesn't rise to the exalted level of the Philharmonic's choir, the Tiffin School Boys' Choir, or the Marvelous Orchestra. But French alto Nadine Denise, Finnish baritone Jorma Heininen, and German bass Hans Sotin make some eloquent contributions. We can only hope that Tennstedt will get well enough at least to make more records. But if he can't, this one will be the most powerful reminder of the kind of musician he's been.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. The recording of Mahler's Symphony No. 8 with Klaus Tennstedt conducting is on the Angel label.